It's been 23 years since the death of Cesar Chavez, the legendary Latino American human rights activist and labor leader. He co-founded the United Farm Workers Union. The co-founder of the UFW is Dolores Huerta, who has continued her work of advocacy to this very day. And as Election Day 2016 looms near, Dolores is working with People for the American Way and their program, Latinos Vote. For a look at this important work, I am absolutely delighted to welcome Dolores Huerta to State of Belief Radio. Dolores, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
You're working with Latino Vote. Please talk about why your priority right now is to do this.
Well, we know that the Latino vote is a very important vote in this election, and that the Latino vote can actually be the decider in who gets elected in many states, but also who gets elected to the presidency of the United States of America. And so we are trying to reach out to Latino voters to impress them and convince them and motivate them that they have to come out and they have to vote. We've actually been campaigning throughout the entire year, just giving Latinos, giving them examples of how Latinos have really changed the political complexion of other states like California, and that they can do the same thing in North Carolina and some of these other swing states.
Ms. Huerta, how much damage has all of this anti-Latino rhetoric that we've been hearing during this past year, how much damage has that done to the people with whom you work?
Well, it really has. I mean, I'm talking about psychological damage and social damage, and especially damage to our children. Because when they attack Mexicans or immigrants, it really affects not only people who are undocumented, but it affects every single one of us who happens to be of Latino or Mexican descent. So it is extremely damaging. When we have that kind of rhetoric, it gives people who are racist to begin with, it gives them license then to act out on their feelings towards other people. I don't know if you've heard the stories, but there was a young man in Arizona who was just out there mowing his lawn, and his neighbor came and shot him and claimed because he was a so-called illegal alien. The man was actually a U.S. citizen, but this neighbor thought he was an undocumented person and just went out there and killed him. And so we have seen a lot of these physical attacks and, you know, not so subtle attacks against people of Mexican descent because of this rhetoric of Donald Trump.
Dolores, do you see Latino voters engaged and energized in this election, or are you having really to pump up their convictions again that they really can make a difference?
We have a lot of Latinos now who are registering to vote, a lot of Latinos who have become citizens so that they can vote. In my own work with the Dolores Huerta Foundation, we actually registered a woman who was 90 years old who had become a citizen simply so that she could vote. And we registered another one who was 70 who had been eligible to vote but never voted. And here in North Carolina, we have almost 200,000 Latinos, and unfortunately, only about half of them voted in the last election. So that we've got to make sure that we get everybody out to vote, because this election is so, so critical.
When you look at the full history of your activism, are there times from the past that you could compare to some of what's going on this year in this election campaign and the kind of statements that are being made about Latinos?
Well, yes, certainly in our history with the United Farm Workers and other political work that I've done, we have seen that over the years we have had this anti-Latino, anti-immigrant rhetoric. But I have to say that nothing is as vicious or as strong as it has been now. And, you know, we really have to say that although everybody criticizes Donald Trump, he is really the face of the Republican Party, because we have seen in so many legislatures and even in the U.S. Congress, you know, their attempts to pass legislation that suppress the Latino vote, that suppress the African-American vote. And again, when it comes to women, we have seen their ongoing attacks to defund Planned Parenthood, to take away the Affordable Care Act, and the way that they talk about women and treat women. You know, we're on the brink right now of a very, very big historical moment because if we bring our African-American community together with the Latino community and the women's vote, we have the majority of the vote. The other thing, too, you know, we have recently heard that a lot of the Republicans are saying they're deserting Trump when he came out with these really gross attacks on women. Mm-hmm. But we have to ask them, hey, where were you at when they were attacking the Latino community? We didn't see them then making any comments or saying we're going to, you know, desert Trump because he's attacking Mexicans.
Hmm. Dolores, I know that you're in situations where you encounter a lot of negativity. There are times when you feel like you're losing what you're wanting to gain. How have you, across the years, found the way to get up again when someone has pushed you down? How to speak with positive words again when you have seen such negative reactions?
Well, we like to say the one way to get back is to organize, organize, organize. And you use these negative situations to call attention to people that there are ways to counteract that. But the only way to do it is by coming together, by taking direct action, and, of course, by voting. And so when we have these negative situations, we can actually take advantage of them. And that happened to us in California because, you know, in California, we're the ones that gave the nation Reagan and Nixon. Mm-hmm. But in California, they passed a bill that was aimed at undocumented people, Proposition 187. It passed and was later thrown off by the Supreme Court. That bill that was like 1070 in Arizona, very anti-immigrant, it really inspired people to get out there and to organize and to register and to vote. And eventually, we now look at the state of California. It's a very, very strong blue state. Mm-hmm. All of our constitutional officers are Democrats. And the Republicans have sort of given up now because they know they have no influence at all in California. And I think that's going to happen throughout the country. Mm-hmm. But in order to make that happen, we've got to say to our people out there, look, you have a very strong weapon to get back at these people that have been attacking you. And that is your vote. And it's a vote. It only takes 5 minutes to register to vote. It might take you 15, 20 minutes to vote. But if we think of the hours that we spend watching the sports games, the football games, the baseball games, young people that are on their video games, people that are watching game shows or talk shows or the soaps, you think of all of the time that we spend. And what little time does it take for us to register to vote, to know that we're going to make a difference and we're going to elect people that are going to support the working families, our African-American families, our Latino families, our women, our disabled community, our veterans. You know what? Such an easy thing to do. And the other thing that we have to tell people, especially in the Latino community and maybe many others, don't get intimidated by that ballot. When you get that ballot, we want you to vote for what you feel comfortable and confident in voting. The rest of it, leave it blank. You know, you don't have to fill out every little slot on that ballot. Mm-hmm. Just vote for the things that you feel comfortable with. But definitely you have to vote for the president, vote for the U.S. Senate, vote for your congressperson, and, of course, the people that are going to help us.
Dolores Huerto is an American labor leader and civil rights activist who was the co-founder of the United Farm Workers. She is a recipient of the United States Presidential Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, among many other honors. Dolores Huerto is working with People for the American Way on the Latinos Vote Project leading up to November 8th. Ms. Huerto, thank you for being with us today because you bring to our program a level of experience, a level of courage, a level of what it means to be an active citizen of this nation. And you embody what you talk about. We thank you so much for what you've done all of these years and will continue to do. And again, thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.